Does it matter? Jacory Kroski Merritt. Nope. It just says that for all 32 teams.
Nope. Episode over.
All right, perfect. Hello, everybody. Welcome back to the Football Absurdity Podcast. My name is Jeff Crisco, here with my co-host Walker Kelly and Mike Valverde. We recorded yesterday. I don't care how you are. Let's get started.
Yeah.
No, I do care how you are. Mike, how you doing?
I would say mediocre because Giants haven't played yet. So medium. We'll see.
Mediocre to bad.
Yeah, mediocre to bad. I'm leaning towards bad, but we'll see.
I almost streamed against the Giants tonight. Every once in a while, I'll do a DFS baseball lineup, and I'm like, maybe I should just stream against the Giants. I used to do that when the Niners were bad. I'd call it my happiness hedging lineup every Sunday. Uh-huh. I put 10 bucks down on a DFS lineup that heavily featured the team the Niners were playing against. So either the Niners won and I was happy, or the Niners got their asses kicked and I was happy because I usually won and it was just a 50-50.
Well, yeah, fair enough.
So it was my happiness hedging. So, Walker, how are you?
Oh, I'm pretty good. The Tigers won 10-0. First blowout win in a long time. I think the mojo has returned.
Buddy, the Giants have blowout games all the time.
Oh yeah, all the time.
All the time.
I mean, it would take 7 games for the Giants to score 10 runs.
No, they have blowout games all the time. You know, they just lose them.
It's funny that we were having this exact same conversation like 3 months ago.
Oh, man. Remember when the Giants were good? Those were the days.
Yeah, that was about 3 months ago.
Yeah, remember when the Giants were good like 3.5 months ago? And then exactly after that, they scored 30 runs in 15 games.
Yeah.
Boy, right after they got
a harbinger for things to come.
Is that good? All right.
I don't think it is.
So Walker asking, is that a harbinger of things to come, is another way of asking, does that matter? Folks, that's called a transition, because today's episode is Does That Matter Around the NFL Edition. Not please don't sue us, NFL. Stop. No, sorry. traipsing through the league edition of Does This Matter. So we're through 2 weeks of preseason. Well, 2 weeks minus one game. We are currently recording during the Commanders and Bengals game. And let's just say Jeff got a little excited on the way home. Folks, Jacory Kroski Merritt, he's happening. But we'll get to that in a second. All right, let's start with the NFC West, the Arizona Cardinals. This was a team that I really struggled to find a topic about. They're mostly not doing anything. Like, I have not seen a team have so little going on with it that was different from last year than the Arizona Cardinals. The best thing I can come up with was that in Kyler Murray's two drives in week one, he did not play in week two of the preseason. Marvin Harrison had one catch for 15 yards, and his other target was one of the worst interceptions you'll ever see. Does this matter?
No.
No.
All right. Are we at all worried about the Kyler Murray to Marvin Harrison connection in year two? Are we going to get petsinged?
I think that there's a possibility that Harrison has like a slight statistical improvement, but still finishes like wide receiver 19. And everybody's like throwing up their hands. Like, what the hell do I got to do to get a top 12 season around here?
Okay. Mike, what do you think?
I agree. I think they're definitely going to force the issue with Marvin Harrison even more so this year, especially since he's grown and learned the playbook even more greatly, I guess, for lack of a better word. But this offense is you know, not fantastic. So anywhere between 15 and 20, I could see Marvin Harrison falling.
Okay. Next one up, the Los Angeles Rams. Matthew Stafford may or may not have had a throwing session on Sunday, and he did practice on Monday, but it was the first time in weeks, and he spends all of his time in an Airstream getting snake oil injected directly into his back. Does this matter?
yes, that does matter.
Okay.
I think you should have some concern about Stafford. He will almost assuredly play week one because he's Matthew Stafford and he's out of his mind. But I think that his effectiveness could be hampered, certainly, by this back issue. And that's not good news for him, and it's not good news for either Puka Nacua or Davante Adams as well. So I think that the Rams' passing game options take like a slight hit.
Yeah, Mike, at what point do you start to worry about Puka and Davante Adams?
Who's their backup? Jimmy Garoppolo?
Jimmy G. Yeah. I was gonna say, has that moment already come?
Yeah, I'm listed as well. I think what Walker said about Stafford, I mean, the guy played with a separated shoulder. Threw a touchdown, I think it was, right? Yeah. So the brain to nerve, it doesn't work for him. I mean, he does not get affected by injury at all. So he's kind of crazy that way. But I think that it's definitely whenever you're messing around with the back area, it's definitely concerning.
As a fellow old, I think I'm the same age as Matthew Stafford. It doesn't matter what you can do that day with your back. It matters the next day. So I'm curious of what the news is tomorrow with Matthew Stafford throwing today. I think that, he's a tough SOB. I think he's just going to get like tore it all and call it a day if he can physically throw. Because sometimes it's with your back. It is a physical limitation. It's not even a pain tolerance issue. So I'll see. I think I put in the Discord, I think I said I'm like 3 days away from dropping Davante Adams out of my top 12. I'm going to see what Stafford's doing over the next week, and then I'm going to worry. San Francisco 49ers. Ricky Pearsall received targets on Brock Purdy's first three pass attempts when Ricky Pearsall was on the field. So he was on for two, rotated off, came back, and all three of those plays that were passes, he got a target. He went 3 for 3 for 42 yards. Does this matter?
A little.
Mike, you go first.
I think it shows a direction of where this offense is going to go without Brandon Ayuk, and that is going to be targeting the hell out of Ricky Pearsall. So if you have him in Dynasty, I think you're really going to live life quite well for a little while until Brandon Ayuk gets his feet back under him week 9-10, but that's like 10 weeks into the season. So
wait, hold on, Mike, you're telling me week 10 is 10 weeks into the season? Elaborate. Elaborate on that.
Week 10 is 10.
Thank you.
I think that it does matter greatly because this is Pearsall is going to be the number one dude.
Yeah, I think we said, I don't know if it was on the episode or before we recorded, I moved him up to wide receiver 28. Walker, you moved him up to wide receiver 27 in your redraft ranks. I think Juwan Jennings hurt. This is going to be Ricky Pearsall's team. Well, in so much as it's George Kittle's team and Christian McCaffrey's team. And then it's Ricky Pearsall's wide receiver room. So I think it matters, Walker. I think you agree because you were very excited about this yesterday.
Yeah, Pearsall's a great value right now. We'll see. We'll see what happens with his price. I'm sure it's going to go up quite a bit. But
oh yeah,
As of right now, you might be able to still get a decent value. But I would assume that his price ends up landing around the edge of the top 24 by the time, like, in another week. I think it's going to be top 30 easily.
Yeah, I think by the time everybody's drafting, he's going to be top 24. I'd say probably 25 receiver. I don't think people will put him in their top 24.
He'll probably be right around where I have him, where we have him, yeah.
Where so we have him, yeah. Above.
Yeah.
Yeah. In that range. All right, for the Seattle Seahawks, Elijah Arroyo only played on two of Sam Darnold's 10 snaps yesterday. AJ Barner played on 8, and Eric Saubert played on 4. So he was clearly the third wide tight end there. Does this matter?
No, because I didn't think he was going to be relevant for fantasy anyway.
Mike?
Yeah, I agree with Walker.
Correct answer. A lot of hullabaloo about him. Like, he's my number three tight end, but he's a long, long, long distance behind Warren and Loveland. All right, to the NFC South. Darnell Mooney still isn't practicing and is described as, quote, week to week. Those are the only news I could find because the Falcons do not play their starters in preseason. I refuse to engage with Kyle Pitts helium. So Darnell Mooney still isn't practicing, is described as week to week. Walker previously stated with their whole chest he was going to be wide receiver 32 at this point in ADP. Does this matter?
Yeah, last year. does this matter? Yeah, you should probably just not pick Darnell Mooney.
Does this boost up Drake London?
I don't know how much more you can boost Drake London. I already have him at like 160 targets.
He had a 37% target share with Penix last year.
It's still hard to repeat that over a full season. I think maybe if you have him behind like a Nico Collins or even an AJ Brown, you could be justified in moving him ahead, but I don't think you can put him ahead of like neighbors, Puka, St. Brown.
Okay. Mike, what do you think?
I'm not really concerned about the injury. Week to week. I'm not going to bother with that. I'm more concerned on what Penix is going to do as a quarterback. Is he going to be really focused on just one wide receiver as he's learning the ropes, or can he expand and get multiple targets involved? And that's what concerns me more than anything. And if he can't, then not Drake London, but
Mooney.
Mooney, thank you. Doesn't matter.
And they did get Ray Ray McCloud weirdly involved early on in the season, because I remember going, is Ray Ray McCloud going to be a thing? He faded after that, but it is possible that he's going to get some targets, but he wouldn't be anything more than like a DFS dart throw. Yeah, not much on the Falcons. They were one of the teams that I really had to scrape the bottom of the barrel to find stuff on. The Carolina Panthers, Rico Dowdle, offseason acquisition, played only on third down with the starters, and he was the only running back to play on third down with the starters in two straight games. So if that makes sense, he was Chuba first, second down, and then third down, Rico Dowdle came in, and he was only a third down back, and he only played on third down. So does this matter?
For me, no. I was already kind of higher on Dowdle than consensus, so he's still one of my like priority backups later in drafts, but I don't think this makes him like really necessarily better or worse for fantasy. It's just maybe a little different than what people would have expected his role to be.
Yeah, I really feel like he could become one of these PPR scam backs.
It's definitely possible.
Yeah, because back in Dallas, like he was thriving in a part-time role. And that's what made people go, oh, if he gets the full-time role, you know, they did the...
And then he got the full-time role and he was like... Eh.
Yeah, the take the yards per carry, multiply it by 250, and that's your projection.
it doesn't work. That's crazy.
It doesn't work that way. That's nuts. Yeah, I saw one of my favorite ones was this guy was like he projected. I think it was J.K. Dobbins for exactly 1,000 yards rushing. And I looked into his stats. I was like, oh, he just took last year's yards per carry and multiplied it by 200 carries. I was like, okay. So he ran for 5 yards per carry last year. That's exactly what happened. One of my funniest things, because he was acting like he was like doing actual projections. And he just like, he's going to do this, but more. All right. Mike, what do you think? Rico Dowdle seems to be the third down back in Carolina. Does that matter?
I think it matters if he actually is the third down back and taken away as far as Chuba Hubbard goes, mm-hmm. for sure. Less playing time, of course, means less points. So if that's the direction they're going to go, then it certainly does matter. If it's just a way for them to get reps before the season starts and it's going to be Chuba Hubbard for the most part, then no, I'm not worried about it at all.
Does this lower the ceiling for you for your anticipated ceiling for Chuba Hubbard for either of you? Like, does this give you pause on Chuba?
I was already having pause
on Chuba. Yeah, I agree with
not really interested.
This MF a cat having pause on Chuba.
Pause.
All right. Wait, Lindell has a cat named Juba, I'm pretty sure. So
hell yeah. I wish I knew that when I saw her last weekend. Shout out Lindell. All right, for the Saints. they're the worst fucking team in the history of the universe. That's not
yeah, they are.
That's not the actual doesn't matter. It's I was surprised. Rashid Shaheed was out there playing in the preseason. So Rashid Shaheed had a nice little season going for him last year before he tore his meniscus. He's back. He's playing in the preseason. He's not in bubble wrap. So Rashid Shaheed back from his meniscus injury. Does this matter?
A little.
If we have a fully healthy Rashid Shaheed going into 2025, where are we taking him in drafts? Round 12 at all?
You can take him, definitely. I would say he's like a wide receiver 5. So in the like round 11 to 13 range, okay. I think is justifiable.
Mike, what do you think?
Yeah, he's definitely in between that wide receiver 5 to not drafted kind of player. So the quarterback situation is just gross unless yes. Tyler Shuck somehow becomes this miracle.
I don't know. Did you see the back-to-back plays?
No,
I think it was he tried to spin away from a would-be sacker and just fell over.
Yep.
And then the other one was, I think the next play, did he get intercepted?
No, he got called for intentional grounding because
he panicked and tried to throw the ball
to the nearest player, and the nearest player was his center.
That's right. That's what it was. Yeah. So Walker's quarterback 1 in this draft. Not coming through.
I would like to please state for the record that I didn't have that at all. Like,
Do you want me to run back the audio?
Jeff does this. Please shut up for a second. I just want to make it clear that this is not my opinion because Jeff is so insistent on his bits and he never drops the veil. That I just want to make sure that everybody knows that I do not think you should draft Tyler Shuck under any circumstances whatsoever. Thank you.
I've never seen anybody vociferously push back on a bit that hard before. Walker's like, you will not slander my good name by insinuating that I like Tyler Shuck.
Tyler Shuck.
I refuse. After I saw how he performed, you know, if you can even call it a performance.
Oh my god.
I was like, I can't do this anymore. I can't let our good fans believe that I'm that bad of an analyst that I would actually think that guy could be good.
Walker's like, I don't want to accidentally make somebody think that Tyler Shuck is good. Exactly. He's bad, folks. He's bad and old. All right. Next one up, Tampa Bay. Emeka Buka made a sick ass catch.
Oh yeah.
Cool.
And he still has not played one snap in the slot. He's playing outside.
Okay.
That's interesting.
So does this matter?
I don't think so. I think we really don't know exactly what the utilization is going to be of him during the season. I mean, obviously, if he's playing outside, that's going to be mostly what he's doing. But we don't know what his role in the offense is going to be really yet. So I don't think it matters.
Mike?
Yeah, I would imagine that. I mean, it is kind of interesting that he hasn't played from the slot, considering Godwin is injured, and we don't know when he'll be back or what his injury really entails. So the fact that he's playing more outside is intriguing, because I figured they'd want to get him reps in the slot again. Yeah. You know, so he could play both outside and slot, but. I'm wondering why they're looking more in that direction.
Maybe especially because
it might be Jalen McMillan in the slot, I guess.
Well, Jalen McMillan fell on his head, though.
Oh, yeah, that's true. Yeah,
I don't know what's going on there. He got doinked. Maybe it's Cade Otton in the slot. Cade Slotton.
Cade Slotton.
Jesus. everybody's favorite random guy that Jeff's going to get mad about, Raheem Jarrett in the slot.
I'm going with Cade Slotton.
That's a good bit. We could see a, you know, surprise Cade Otton, like, tight end 13 through the first half of the season before fading yet again.
Hell yeah. They call it the old Cade Otton move. All right. Let's go to the NFC East. Jaden Blue still has not made his preseason debut. He is dealing with a foot injury. He's third on the depth chart behind Miles Sanders and Javonte Williams. Many, myself included, see him as kind of a sleeper candidate here. But the fact that he has not played yet does give me concern. I think that it matters. I'm answering this question first because I realize I haven't answered any. For this might be controversial, okay? For you to be a sleeper and for you to matter for fantasy football, you have to get on the field. And he still hasn't gotten on the field. So there's no like, oh, he's looking great in camp. He's off on the sidelines. He's doing a Najee Harris. Najee Harris can hold a football now. Hey, good job. I didn't know he wasn't supposed to hold a football with an eye injury. I don't know. Maybe the pressure like flies up his arm into his eyeball. It might pop it out. I don't know. But yeah, I think Jaden Blue still not practicing with a foot injury. I think this honestly makes me more interested in Miles Sanders. I've been taking Miles Sanders in like round 19 of best balls just because Javonte Williams fucking sucks.
Yes.
And like Miles Sanders
is pretty bad too, but like
he's better than Javonte.
I think he is slightly better than Javonte. And if I think Jaden Blue is still the best running back they have, but if he's not healthy and operational in the offense until midseason, which is very possible at this point, then yeah, Miles Sanders could be your like extremely cheap RB2 for 6 weeks.
Yeah. Mike, what do you think? Jaden Blue still not making his preseason debut. Does this matter?
Yeah, I think you want your rookies to be out there to see what you actually have in game time reps. And the door is pretty much wide open for him. Javonte Williams, as you guys talked about, Miles Sanders. I mean, none of these guys are great. So he has a huge opportunity to be the starter here if he can showcase himself. But if he's sitting on the sidelines, then good luck with that.
All right. Next team up. Same idea. Rookie running back. Different injury. Cam Scataboo still has not made his preseason debut with a hamstring injury. He was going to potentially take from Tyrone Tracy. But again, still hasn't made his preseason debut. Does this matter? Let me ask this. Does this matter more or less than Jaden Blue's injury?
I'm actually going to say less.
Okay.
I think Dable really likes Scataboo, and I believe Scataboo was going to be the 1A in this backfield before the injury. So I think Tracy will start the season as the main back, but I think it's going to flip pretty quickly, and I still think Scataboo is the guy you should be drafting, whereas I'm not convinced that Jaden Blue is the guy you should be drafting in Dallas anymore. I'm still more on the side of Scataboo as opposed to Tracy. Tracy's metrics were really bad last year.
Yeah, he was a volume merchant. He was on a per-touch basis. Go to Player Profiler and look at his efficiency metrics. It's just everything's in the 30s.
Yeah, he was just the same guy as Devin Singletary.
Yeah, yeah. Everybody's like, "Whoa, the Tyrone Tracy role." The Tyrone Tracy role is being slightly better option than a hurt Devin Singletary.
Great.
Cool, dude.
The highest bar.
Yeah. All right. Let's keep rolling. Next question up. Oh, Mike, you didn't answer. Sorry.
Yeah, I kind of agree with Walker. I'm a little less enthused about Cam Scataboo than I am about my boy Blue.
You're my boy, Blue.
Yeah, I agree with Walker there.
All righty. Next question up. This is another team that I'm gonna tell you both. The answer is it doesn't matter. AJ Brown is not here. Let me read the actual news article. AJ Brown got a handful of limited practices last week, but he's now been listed as did not practice since last Wednesday with his hamstring injury. The Eagles seem to be simply taking a cautious approach to the star wide receiver's recovery, and he is in and he doesn't seem to be in consideration for the team's preseason finale against the Jets this Friday. At this stage, though, Philadelphia hasn't indicated any signs of concern about Brown's availability for week one against the Cowboys on Thursday, September 4th. AJ Brown's still not practicing, hasn't practiced since last Wednesday. It is Monday. Does this matter?
No.
Nope.
All right. That was the only bit of Eagles news other than Will Shipley is ahead of AJ Dillon in the pecking order. That's literally like the only news.
Yeah, I'm just seeing from Nate Janke, if the Commanders can't find a trade partner for Brian Robinson, they might just release him.
That'd be crazy.
Washington Commanders. Brian Robinson Jr. is being shot by the Commanders and may be cut outright, reportedly, supposedly. Does this matter? That was literally the next one.
Well, there we go. I mean, this could also matter for a team, another team in the division, the Dallas Cowboys.
Yeah, right? Brian Robinson going to the Cowboys?
It would make so much sense for the Cowboys.
Yeah.
But, yeah, of course it matters. I mean, I think it makes Austin Eckler more attractive. He performed quite well last season in a limited role. He will probably have a slightly bigger role than he did last season. So I think he's a pretty good value. Also, of course, we have Jeff's boy. You can go ahead now.
Ja'Cory Kroski Merritt, price of brick going up, 27-yard touchdown run. They would not be shopping Brian.
Run where he was completely untouched, to be fair.
Yeah, just like the NCAA was too scared to let him play, the Bengals were too scared of his power to tackle him or to even be anywhere close to him. That was, let's be clear here, that was if you're trying to show off his talent level, like if you're like, look how good this player is, that is not the run to show.
No.
That was broken coverage.
Yeah, good job getting to the end zone, but like,
yeah,
you probably should have.
Yeah, yeah, what would you say, 85 to 90% of starting level running backs in the NFL are scoring that touchdown?
Oh, easily, if not 95, yeah.
Yeah, it wasn't a high level of difficulty, but price of brick's about to go up. It's just he's going to be the main benefactor of this. I do agree. I think Austin Eckler's kind of he's set in a role. I don't think they're going to go back to him as the running back one. I think they're kind of going to do like a he's going to run a little bit. He's going to catch a ton of passes, he being Austin Eckler. And I think Ja'Cory Kroski Merritt's going to be given a shot to start. Cause like I said, a couple episodes ago, incredible pass blocker and an incredible lead rusher for the quarterback, which isn't something that you normally scout. But when I was watching him at New Mexico, he was doing that. He was the lead blocker for a rushing quarterback. And if you've got Jaden Daniels, not only is this guy going to pass block, but he's like having a dedicated, road grader for Jaden Daniels when he's on the field as well. So I think that JCM is going to be the main beneficiary of this. My main gripe is that I don't have enough JCM. Well, actually, no, I take that back. My main gripe is everybody acting like they've been in on JCM. I'm sorry, if you didn't have him in your top 10 running backs before the draft, you need to go fuck yourself. Trying to act like you're in on JCM now.
Jeff Crisco, who had him at running back 10.
Hey, find me somebody else who had him in their top 10 pre-draft. And I will go make sweet love to that person.
I don't think you will. Gonna be honest.
But it's, I mean, he's got to be the most hyped guy this preseason, right? JCM, like, I can't think of another player that's gotten as much helium as he has.
No.
Like even the other guy that I can think of is like Dante Thornton, and that's just best ball sicko shit.
Mostly, yeah. That's just like, oh, he's playing with the starters. Yeah, like okay, but who else would do that? I mean,
yeah.
Their other option is like DJ Turner. So of course he's gonna play wide receiver 3 snaps for an off, you know, for a not great offense. But what?
Yeah. All right. This was the team that I had too. Scary Terry still has no contract. Terry McLaurin still not under contract, or not getting a new contract with the Washington Commanders.
Mike, do you think this matters?
I mean, I don't want to say yes, because you figure that Terry McLaurin is going to be a Commander, or they're going to trade him, sign and trade him. But we're only, what, 2 weeks away from?
Three weeks, one game.
3 weeks?
Yeah.
So it's getting close to mattering. So at this point, I'm going to say no, but I'm definitely teetering to it mattering.
Oh, wait a second. Hold on. It is 2 weeks. Holy shit. Damn. Okay, 2 weeks. All right. On air production meeting. Next week, we got to do bus. Week after that, flag plants. Okay.
Sounds good.
All right, perfect. All right. Chicago. Luther Burden is still losing snaps to Olamide Zaccheaus, who is running with the ones, while Luther Burden is running with the twos. Does this matter?
A little, but I was not really in on Luther Burden this year anyway, so I think it matters more if you're a best ball sicko to maybe sprinkle in a little Olamide Zaccheaus in the last round.
Could be. Or it could be, do we think this is maybe a boost to Colson Loveland, Mike?
No, I don't think so. With Cole Kmet there, I think they're definitely going to be running a two tight end set and have extra blockers to help Caleb Williams out a little bit. So, no, I don't think it's a boost to Colson Loveland.
Okay. Detroit Lions. I found nothing.
Yep,
vibes.
Pretty much.
Team's vibes. There's nothing. There's literally nothing. Isaac Tesla versus Tim Patrick. We already screamed about that yesterday.
Yeah, so, there is not really anything to talk about. Everybody knows who the main guys are going to be. So.
Yeah, it's vibes. It's vibes. And there's no news. There's everybody's in camp. Everybody's practicing. Nobody's hurt. Knock on wood for Walker. It's just vibes. Chilling.
It seems to be going well currently, and that's all, yes, all we're gonna say.
No, say what you said yesterday.
Lions 17-0, 2025-26 Super Bowl champions.
Correct. All right. Jordan Love for the Packers underwent surgery on his left non-throwing thumb. Marshawn Lloyd is hurt again. There's not much going on with the Packers either. Oh wait, what am I doing? Jaden Reed is in a walking boot and may not play week one. A player we literally talked about probably 3 hours before I put these notes together yesterday. So Jordan Love underwent surgery on his... Jordan Love, sorry. Jaden Reed's in a walking boot, may not play week one. Does this matter?
Yeah.
Yes.
And we all love Absolutely. Matthew Golden.
No. No.
If you want to hear our Matthew Golden takes... Give us money. Give us money.
Correct. but yeah, well, I think you're going to get a sneaky, cheap Romeo Doubs, who might be fairly productive early this season.
I think so. I think Romeo Doubs, easy DFS guy, start of the year.
Also, Tucker Kraft breakout season incoming, folks.
Tucker Kraft. All right. Mike, Jaden Reed in a boot, that matters?
Yeah. He's probably their number one wide receiver.
Correct.
Wrong.
And whenever your one wide receiver one is injured, then the rest of the players have to step up. And the way these guys play, I mean, we don't know anything much about Matthew Golden, Doubs. We, you know, whatever. So you know, it's like, you know,
Romeo Doubs is the most wide receiver three in the league.
Yeah. Taking over for Amir Smith-Marset. Amir Smith-Marset was the quintessential wide receiver three.
That dude like never played in the NFL.
He was always playing for the Vikings.
No.
Anyways, doesn't matter.
What
doesn't
are
matter.
You talking about?
What are you talking about? Huh? Huh? All right. Speaking of the Minnesota Vikings rested J.J. McCarthy in week 2. Have they seen all that they needed to see?
What do you mean?
Like, are they like, sweet, this guy's set, he's ready to go? Does the Vikings resting J.J. McCarthy last week bode well for his 2025 season? Like, does that matter?
Oh, God, no.
No?
No, I don't think it matters at all.
All right, Mike?
Yeah, I think he's definitely the starter. I mean, unless Max Bosmer is going to all of a sudden be a stud, I think McCarthy is pretty much set and forget as far as the Vikings consider their quarterback position goes.
Why did I think that Amir Smith-Marset played all the time? Who was I thinking of?
I have no idea.
Who the hell was I thinking of?
I don't know.
Hold on. This is important.
KJ Osborne?
Yes, KJ Osborne. That's who I was thinking of.
There we go.
Yeah, there we go. That's the most wide receiver three-ass guy. All right, to Denver, pursuant to our conversation yesterday, and guess who is now my tight end five? It's Sam Laporta, because Evan Ingram is rotating with Adam Trautman on first team snaps for the Denver Broncos.
Because he can't block.
Fucking guy Sean Payton cannot help himself to play Adam Trautman. He cannot help himself.
Loves him some Trautman.
He does. Dude. The Colonel.
So does this matter?
Yes.
No.
Not for me, because I was already out on Evan Ingram, but it matters for you, Jeff.
It does matter for me. Sam Laporta is now my tight end five. Evan Ingram is now my tight end six. I make tiny imperceptible changes to my rankings. So anybody paying it, like not paying just obsessive attention, will have no idea if my ranks have changed.
Evan Ingram tight end six is still way too high.
Yeah, you know what? You're way too high.
Probably.
It's fucking space cadet out here. All right. Kansas City. Rashee Rice's suspension hearing will not happen until September 30th. And the original proposal from the National Football League was a 10-game suspension. Does this matter?
Yes.
This is probably the most mattering thing of the recent news cycle.
Yes.
Yeah.
I don't think he'll get a 10-game suspension, but probably like six.
I'm thinking six.
So he's going to play the first month of the season, or first 5 to 6 weeks-ish, you know, and then he'll be off for 6 weeks and then back for the fantasy playoffs, I guess. But you certainly can't draft him where he's been being drafted. I mean, he's not a borderline second-round pick anymore, certainly.
Yeah, so where would we draft? I'll ask you this, Mike. Where would you draft Rashee Rice, or is he off your board entirely?
Well, he can't be off my board. I don't think he'll be on my team. Like, I would say, probably round 14.
14? All right. Walker?
I mean, he's probably going to play about 8 games. He could maybe win you a week in a couple of those. So I think you could be justified taking him any point in the second half of your draft. But you got to have your starting lineup filled out before you draft him, I feel like. Because he's just not going to give you enough weeks because of the suspension. So you have to plan around that, you know, contingency. So I wouldn't take him probably until at least round 9, and that's even pushing it.
Yeah, I'm thinking like somewhere I'm between you guys. I would say probably any double digit round. So keep trade cut has started to do redraft stuff. Okay. And I'm trying to see how the most reactionary website on the internet has reacted to this. It hasn't. That's the crazy thing, is it hasn't. It's just been a steady step down from his peak. It hasn't like cratered since they announced this.
Huh.
Yeah, kind of interesting.
Maybe the redraft portion of Keep Trade Cut is less reactionary.
Possibly. All right. Let's go on.
We need to start spending entire days doing Keep Trade Cut redraft. Data collection so that we can game the results and make it a football absurdity dominated website.
Number one player, I keep Jay cut, Ja'Cory Kroski Barrett.
Number two player, Amon-Ra St. Brown.
Number three, Elike Omenor.
No. Number three's got to be a Colt. Number three, Jonathan Taylor.
That's cool.
Perfect. Number four.
Number four can
be
Iomenor.
Is he a Banacanda? All right. Las Vegas. Jack Besh is the wide receiver 4, and Dante Thornton seems to be the wide receiver 3. He had Geno Smith's first 2 wide receiver targets, and they were both deep shots, about 20 air yards downfield. And also, Brock Bowers had a sick ass catch, but so did Michael Mayer. So Michael Mayer greater than sign Brock Bowers? No. Jack Besh is wide receiver 4. Dante Thornton seems to be wide receiver 3 for the Raiders. Does this matter?
No, neither of them will be fantasy relevant.
Mike?
Agreed.
All right, you want to hear something that's not fantasy relevant. Tyler Conklin has a grip on the tight end 1 role. Just kidding. Najee Harris, still not practicing. We may not see him until like November.
I've got a grip on my Conklin.
Oh, my Conklin.
This is a family show. It is most decidedly not a family show.
No, I don't think it's been a family show for a long time.
Again, a reminder, no human resources.
Probably since I joined the podcast, it's
not being a family show. The actual thing is Najee Harris still not practicing, has no timeline to return. Does this matter?
Marion Hampton to the moon, apparently.
To the moon.
Yeah, it matters for Hampton, for sure.
Yeah. So, Marion Hampton, he is creeping up into the end of the second round in some best balls. His ADP's jumped up to the mid-30s, but I've seen him go in the second round in some best balls.
Wow.
I can't justify top 24, but top 36 I can see for sure.
Yeah. All right, so Hampton to the moon. All right, and AFC South, the Houston Texans. Joe Mixon has gone from day-to-day to week to he'll be ready by week one to we hope he'll be ready by week one. And the current starter is Nicholas Chubb. Does this matter?
Oh, jeez.
God. Yeah, it matters that Woody Marks and Damian Pierce can't. Is Pierce still there, right?
Yeah.
Yeah, Pierce is still there.
It matters that those guys can't beat out the husk of Nick Chubb, yeah.
I don't think that Damian Pierce is even in the running anymore. I think he's straight the return man now.
Yeah, kick returner. Yeah. So
because he is ass. He is an ass running back, but he is a nails kick return.
True. It's concerning that Woody Marks can't beat out Nick Chubb's desiccated husk. That's what I'd say.
That is concerning. Mike?
I have 2 words for you.
Uh-oh.
The greatness. The future Hall of Famer. Dari Ogunbowale.
Dari Ogunbowale?
Yes.
Let's go. Cool. It's Ogunbowale season.
Hell yeah. That's right.
We're going to bring back those Dari, that Dari dare thing that I made that I really should have sold.
Yes, it's a good
shirt. I think people would have bought it. All right, Indy. Through 2 preseason games, Tyler Warren has played 34 of 35 first-team snaps. Does this matter for 2025 fantasy football?
No, it doesn't matter, but what matters is how good he looks. He looks very, very legit, and I think he's creeping up in my rankings.
Uh-oh, he's going from Mike's tight end 1 to Mike's tight end 1.
That's right.
Mike's sipping on that Kool-Aid. It's white. And it's white like the Colts uniform, folks. And we're concerned about the color of the Kool-Aid.
It's that weird white. It's that Sobe. That white Sobe. I don't know
the white Sobe was not good.
Yeah, the white Sobe was crazy.
That
was
the coconut one, and I did not care for it.
Hey, man, do you want to drink watered down sunscreen? Do we have the drink for you?
Gross.
Okay. Impromptu. I don't know if Mike. Did you ever drink a Sobe?
No, I haven't had one.
Okay. Jeff, what are your top 3 Sobeys?
I did not drink that many Sobeys to have a top 3.
What?
Pink Sobe Buddy, I was
strawberry daiquiri. Yes.
Yeah, pink Sobe good. I was a Fruitopia guy at that point. We had a Fruitopia machine. We had a Fruitopia machine at my junior high, so I was never a Sobe person.
We never. Yeah, we didn't have Fruitopia here.
Yeah, Fruitopia was ripped because it was in the late 90s, early 2000s. If it was like everybody's like, fruit juice is good, and then Fruitopia is like, we're fruit juice, and it was most decidedly not fruit juice.
No, that's not good. Yeah, I loved the yellow Sobe, looked like piss. That one was energy, and that one was good. It was like tropical flavored. And then my favorite was the green tea one because it had like a spearmint flavor to it.
Ooh, that sounds weird.
It was good as fuck though.
Top vitamin water flavor.
The one that's pink, the strawberry kiwi or whatever.
Wrong. It's the orange one.
Orange one's all right.
Yeah.
I used to like it more.
The worst one is the 50 cent one. The XXX. That's the worst one.
No, that one's good.
No, that's the worst one. All right. Continuing.
What were we talking about?
We were talking about the Colts.
On the Colts. Oh, we were still on the Colts. Okay.
Jacksonville. Travis Etienne started in week one. Tank Bigsby started week two. Etienne got 8 snaps with the starters. Tank Bigsby got 9. Does this matter?
I don't know.
You can say no.
I guess not, because like I don't know what to think about it. Like I feel like it's just going to be a split.
I don't know. I don't think it matters either.
Okay.
Some of this stuff you can say no to.
I think the one person it matters for is Bashal Tootin, and I think we're not going to be farting much, at least until like midseason.
I think we'll be farting before Halloween.
Farting before Halloween? Mike, will we be farting before the fantasy playoffs?
What?
Yes, I think we'll definitely be farting before the fantasy playoffs.
Okay. Good. That's what we need to hear.
Playoffs?
That's what we need
playoffs.
Playoffs?
All right, Tennessee Titans. The digital lick, Alec Aiomanor, played 11 of 12 Cam Ward snaps last week, and no other wide receiver played more than 10. He played the most snaps with Cam Ward in week 2. Does this matter?
Alec Aiomanor, wide receiver 1, greater than signed Calvin Ridley.
Yeah, he's not wrong, folks!
We're praying for it, folks.
We're praying for it. Aiomanor has become, he is my designated round 19 pick in all best balls.
Oh,
just
yeah,
clicking that button.
Mike, you all in on Alec Aiomanor in the very last round of fantasy drafts?
Sure, why not? Take a dart throw.
Let's go.
All right.
Buffalo. I do think he is a pretty good dart throw, though.
I think he's a good dart throw. He is a day, I just want to remind everybody, day 3 pick, but we had a round 2 grade on him.
Yes.
Yeah, good football player. All right, James Cook received a contract, ending his hold-in. Does this matter?
I mean, I guess because he's there, but like, not really.
This was the most low-stakes holdout / hold-in ever. Like, every time they, like, he was like in uniform, and they'd be like, do something, he'd be like, no. They're like, okay. I'm good.
Sure, I guess.
Yeah, it's like on any other team, you might not have even known that he was holding in because like the starters don't play in preseason.
Right.
So, Mike, do you think this matters?
No.
All right. Devon Achane has a quote lower body soft tissue injury end quote that will keep him out quote between days and weeks. Does this matter?
Some, yeah.
Yeah, I think it depends on if it's days or weeks.
Is this enough worry to drop him down the ranks?
I would.
A little bit, yeah, because he's pretty high in my rankings right now.
Yeah, almost it's
embarrassingly
one of those...
high.
Yeah, well, Walker, let's run back the tape. Wasn't he your initial running back 1?
No.
Or was he 2? He was like 1-2.
He was three.
He was obscenely high for you, Walker.
Yeah, I think he's 4 right now, but
Jesus, you and Heath Cummings, dude. Heath Cummings, I think, has him 4 also.
But not anymore. No, I'll be dropping him below McCaffrey, probably below Henry also.
Is Genty your 3?
Though. Yeah, yeah.
Gibbs, Bijan, Genty. Okay.
Yeah, and then McCaffrey 4. It will be. And then, yeah, I'll probably do... Actually, Barkley will probably go up to 5 and Henry 6.
That's fair. That's fair, dog. I think I had HN 7. I think I'm just going to leave him there.
That's probably right.
Yeah. All right. Where was I?
Jalen Wright, bad. If you're going to sneaky go for a Dolphins backup, I'd go for Ollie Gordon.
Yeah, Ollie Gordon, big man. Hit hard, run hard. Ollie Gordon. Cosign.
Okay. Ollie Gordon or Jalen Wright?
Jalen Wright.
Damn.
Jalen wrong.
It's with right. Two W's.
That's right. New England Patriots. Did you see that Travion Henderson touchdown, though?
I did.
That week 2 touchdown, though?
I did.
That's a good touchdown.
Pretty good touchdown, yeah. It was good.
Travion Henderson has had 2 highlight touchdowns in 2 weeks of preseason. Does this matter?
Yes.
I think it matters in so much as the price of brick is going up.
Yep.
Yes, absolutely. And I think the price of the brick is going to be too high.
You think so? That was going to be my next question is, if he is a top 18 running back, is that price too high?
Yes.
Mike?
Yes.
Top 20. Is that price too high?
Yes.
No.
Ooh, Mike, top 24. Is that price too high?
No.
Okay. So you're getting 20 to 24.
Yeah.
All right. Perfect. Jets. Mason Taylor is the tight end 1.
True.
I don't know. There's nothing going on with the Jets.
Also, Justin Fields can't throw the ball, apparently. I don't know.
That is not news.
Not news, right? Right. Yeah, they're going to be running the triple option, folks.
Hell yeah, baby. We're bringing back the wishbone.
It would be really funny, though. I mean, it'd probably work for like a month until everybody figured it out.
Yeah. All right. Does Mason Taylor being the tight end 1 matter?
No.
No.
All right. We're going to the AFC North. 4 more teams. Baltimore. Another team where nothing is happening except Tyler Loop is fucking nails for the Ravens. And what's very funny is everybody on NFL Network is overcovering Tyler Loop, so everybody forgets about Justin Tucker.
Oh, yeah. Oh, yeah.
Tyler Loop is fucking nails. Does that matter?
Nope.
Nope.
Trey Hendrickson is potentially on his way out of Cincinnati as the Bengals are listening to trade offers.
He's going to the Colts.
I should have seen that coming.
Come to the Colts.
I hope he does. I really hope he does.
Check this out. How about this? Trey Hendrickson to the Cowboys for Micah Parsons. Just swap problems.
Yeah.
Swap problems, baby.
Gosh. Micah Parsons would never accept that. He would fight that to the death.
Well, yeah. But it would be very funny.
Sure, it would be.
All right, how about this? Three team trade. Brian Robinson to the Commanders.
Brian Robinson and a bunch of picks to the Cowboys.
Yeah, Brian Robinson and a bunch of picks to the Cowboys. Micah Parsons.
Micah Parsons to the Commanders and Trey Hendrickson to one of the other teams. I don't know what's going on anymore. Yeah.
and Trey Hendrickson stays home. Oh, no, wait, here we go. Hold on. Time out. I got it. Okay. Check this out. Okay. Brian Robinson, bunch of picks to the Cowboys.
Yes.
Micah Parsons back to the Commanders with some picks going to Cincinnati. Yeah. Trey Hendrickson going to the Colts. Colts trade Michael Pittman and some picks to Cincinnati. So you've got Pittman, T. Higgins, Jamar Chase. Yeah. They're just like, fuck it. We're all in on the offense.
We're winning every game 42-38.
Exactly. So Micah Parsons, a Commander, Brian Robinson is a Cowboy Michael Pittman is a Bengal and Trey Hendrickson is a Colt. How's that sound?
I like it.
Okay. Mike's all good with that.
Mike's good with it?
I'm good with it. Yeah, absolutely.
Perfect. Oh, wait. How about this? Check this out. No, wait. I'm thinking. That's not going to work. Fuck. I was trying to get Michael Pittman to the Jets instead so they can have a wide receiver two there. All right. What are we talking about? Oh, the Browns. So yesterday I put in the notes, Shedeur Sanders went 14 for 23 for 138 yards and 2 touchdowns in week one. And Dylan Gabriel went for 13 for 18 for 143 yards, 0 touchdowns at a pick in week two. And then this morning, Joe Flacco was named the starter.
Yes.
Does any of this matter? Oh, yeah.
Oh, God. No. Yeah. God, no, none of it matters. No.
No, none of it matters.
I mean, whoever the quarterback is going to throw to exactly two players. So, and occasionally a third player. It's going to be Jerry Jeudy or David Njoku, and then occasionally Cedric Tillman or a running back. And that's it.
That is it. No Jamari Thrash?
Please stop mentioning Jamari Thrash. We cannot keep doing this. We're going to be guilty by association at some point.
Is he their wide receiver three?
I don't think so. I don't know who it is, though.
Hold on. Yeah, if it's not him, who is it? All right, let's find out.
Michael Woods.
Who the fuck is Michael Woods?
I don't know. I mean, he played a little last year, but.
Michael Woods? On our lads, Jamari Thrash is listed as the starting slot receiver.
I don't like that.
Oh man, how soon we forget. The stock has fallen precipitously for Ravens, Texans, Panthers, Steelers legend, Deontay Johnson.
Yeah, he's probably gonna be better than Jamari Thrash, but still.
Oh yeah, absolutely. All right, and we're going to round this out with the Pittsburgh Steelers. Kenny Gainwell is starting ahead of Caleb Johnson, and Caleb Johnson is playing deep into the third quarter. Also, apparently Aaron Rodgers was screaming at Caleb Johnson at practice. And I think this matters, because I think Aaron Rodgers is deciding who's playing, not Arthur Smith, not Mike Tomlin. I think Aaron Rodgers is deciding. And I think this matters, because if Caleb Johnson can't get on the field, a lot of people are wasting picks.
Definitely, yeah. Probably good news for Kenny Gainwell too, because he's really, mm-hmm. really cheap.
Yeah,
might be somebody to look at, because Jalen Warren is fighting injury.
I think it's. I mean, yeah. I mean, Kenny Gainwell was pretty good when he got opportunities to play in Philadelphia. He just never got like an extended period of time to play.
I mean, if they do a split backfield, Jalen Warren and Kenny Gainwell. That will make both of them like running back 30 types.
Yeah.
And that would be a huge value for Gainwell. It would be meh for Warren. But I mean, I just think that the only person to really, because Johnson, I was never real high on this season, and it seems like neither is Aaron Rodgers. Warren is battling injury right now, but at his price, I think he's like a fine pick at best. And he's never been a guy who can command an entire backfield. So I could understand them trying to go with like a, you know, Johnson only in like a power back role. And then the remaining 85% of the backfield just being split between the smaller guys.
Dude, that would be disgusting.
It would not be great, but Kenny Gainwell would be a decent value. Otherwise, yeah, you'd want to avoid it.
Yeah. Mike, what are your thoughts on this situation?
Yeah, it's kind of intriguing. I don't see Jalen Warren being the primary back here, so that leaves Kenny Gainwell. They have Trey Sermon there, which, you know, he's awful.
Trey Sermon rotating with Caleb Johnson in the third quarter.
Ugh, that would look gross.
Just saying.
So, yeah, I don't know. It's very interesting. They don't really have much there, and then your quarterback's Aaron Rodgers, so even worse.
The COVID guy?
The COVID guy.
Yeah, unfortunately, the COVID guy is their quarterback now, yeah.
What's next? You can tell me the guy from The Apprentice is president?
Buddy.
Unfortunately.
Buddy.
Bad news.
I got Walker's take on this before we leave. Traded James Cook. Uh-oh. Are you still there?
Yeah.
Oh, my Discord closed, and I wasn't tabbing to it. Okay, there we go. Traded James Cook for the 107 in my home league draft, Emeka Egbuka. Mike, thoughts?
James Cook for
Egbuka. Emeka Egbuka.
I like it. Dynasty, I would imagine, right?
Yeah, Dynasty.
Yeah, I like it.
How about this? Check this out. Do you know who my starting wide receivers are going to be in 2026? Well, in 2025 also, but it'll be sexier in 2026. Sun God? Puka? JSN? Egbuka.
Jeez.
Ooh, let's go, baby. And I will have the rotting corpse of Alvin Kamara and David Montgomery in my two slot.
Let's go. That's always the inevitable downside of an elite
don't look
wide
over
receiver.
Here.
Right. Yeah. Elite wide receiver room. Hey, how are the running backs? It's like the classic Denny Carter video where he's like,
love your wide receivers.
Concerned about your running backs, though.
Oh, man. All right. So that'll do it for this week's episode of the Football Observatory Podcast. We'll be next week where, if you were paying attention, we'll be talking butts. I got some takes.
Butts.
We're talking butts. We're talking Bashal Tootin.
Oh yeah, we're farting, folks. We're gonna farting, be farting folks. By next week.
Yeah, let's go, baby. All right, so for Mike and Walker, this is Jeff. Thanks for listening. Take care and have a good one.